across the Channel Islands, let's say over the last year and a half or so, perhaps even longer, but SARC has sought the help of Blue Marine Foundation to explore marine protection ideas. The proposal is yet to be submitted to Chief Please, but if it does before the end of the month, it could be debated at the end of September. Pleased to say that we have Freddie Watson with us this morning, who is the Channel Islands Project Manager for the Blue Marine Foundation. Freddie, morning to you. Thanks for being here today.
Morning, thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Can you tell me a bit about what is marine protection when it comes to a place like SARC? What's been discussed and what could it look like?
Yeah, well, if we look at some of the other Channel Islands, like Jersey, for example, is probably leading the way at the moment. Marine protection can look anything like really prioritising spaces for some of those kind of sustainable, low-impact fishing activities. So it really kind of supports those areas whilst also supporting the protection of certain sensitive habitats and species around our islands.
Because we've heard about things like a marine spatial plan for Guernsey. Is this different to that? And if so, how is it different?
It's different in a way that it's probably smaller. You know, marine protected areas are just one part of a marine spatial plan. We've seen a marine spatial plan happening and it's now kind of finalized and signed off over in Jersey. That took a few years. Guernsey is following suit with developing their own marine spatial plan. And within each marine spatial plan, there's usually some sort of discussion around marine protected areas.
How do you know in a place like SARC what areas are best to protect? Is that something that we still need to figure out, or is it something that needs to be investigated a bit more?
Yeah, so like anywhere in the world, it's really important to look at the evidence, and some important pieces of evidence that you need to consider exactly where those habitats are, where is important to protect. So a really useful bit of research to do is to try and develop some sort of habitat model so that you can understand where those key habitats are.
So what's been discussed recently? Because I know that you've been in SARC, haven't you, having conversations about protecting parts of the territorial water. So what have those conversations looked like?
Our visit over to SARC was really just to kind of speak to some of the local people over there to understand, how they value the marine environment and really just to kind of document how amazing SARC is. But it's less so much about SARC and more about kind of the group's Channel Island effort to protect Channel Island waters. Jersey has signed off its marine spatial plan protecting 21.6% of its waters. Guernsey's in the process of developing a marine spatial plan that will also scope out and consider marine protected areas. SARC has been doing something similar specific to marine protected areas over the last year and a half, and Alderney is also in the process of developing a marine spatial plan. So it's less about one island and more about the grouped effort together.
I think I read that SARC could be the first Channel Island to protect 30% of its water, so more protection than a place like Jersey, but of course they have smaller territorial waters than Guernsey and Jersey, so this could be quite significant, these protections, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all the islands have a really good opportunity here to eventually reach 30% by the year 2030. So if that does happen in 4 years' time, then the Channel Islands will certainly be leading the way in the global race to protect 30% of the world's oceans.
For boat owners and recreational fishers in the bailiwick, how could more protections impact them?
Well, it could impact them in various different ways, directly through supporting and helping to sustain certain fish stocks, but also those habitats that securing the long-term health of those habitats that support that biodiversity and, particularly some of those fish stocks too. So that's also very helpful. But also if we look at on the climate side of things, some of those habitats are really important at drawing down and locking away that carbon and therefore kind of helps us fight against the global climate crisis too.
And on that, could these protections have influence on plans for, say, renewables in SARC in the future, if that's a direction? I know that has been discussed for SARC at some stage about, adding to their sort of power resilience and things. Could that have an impact if they decide to use, say, the seabed, for example? I suppose that would have an impact on where they could and couldn't make renewables, right, if a place is protected?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of renewables, that's that's not, to my knowledge, that's not something that's really been discussed in relation to marine protected areas over in Sark. I know that in Guernsey, there's part of the motivation to develop a marine spatial plan over there has been with regards to offshore wind and renewables. So it may come up in the future, but it's not something that's really been discussed heavily recently to my knowledge.
And when you say you were over in Sark having a chat to people and getting their thoughts about the sort of the landscape and the marine landscape, what sort of feedback were you getting? Were you getting the sense that people are quite for the idea of protecting, some of Sark's waters?
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, the island's quite small, and everyone there is just so unbelievably connected to the island. I'm from Jersey. I see that quite a lot, but it's almost another level over in Sark. So it's really fantastic to see how much the local community there values the marine environment and how much it kind of impacts their daily life.
Mm. What happens now, Freddie? What are some of the next steps?
Yeah, well, we don't really know. Nothing's really done and dusted. Marine protection is always quite a long process, so I think we just have to wait and see, and hopefully we'll find out over the next few months, next year or so, as to what the direction will be.
Freddie, thanks for your time this morning. That's Freddie Watson there from Blue Marine Foundation. Time now is 16 minutes